This is Spencer from the Business Growth Podcast, and in today's interview, I've got Jake Hauer from FusedApp, and what he's going to share is how he came up with his business idea over the weekend, how he's interrupting the marketplace with his approach, and why copying successful businesses is one of the biggest mistakes most businesses make. He's also going to share his most important tasks for growing his business and why he's not always focusing on those tasks. So tune in, listen to this podcast, and get some insight that will help you grow your business. All right, let's take it away. So Jake, I'm glad that we were finally able to get together. And the reason that we got together is because of Kevin Davis, my business partner. And he's the technical brains behind this. And you've been able to marry the technical with the marketing. And it's an interesting interview that I'm excited to have you, because you come from a background of being a travel agent and being a guy that surfs on the beach and now the family guy running a SaaS company. And so I want to get into finding out how it is that you came up with this idea, how you're running the company, and how it can help other people. I think one of the reasons that pulled us in was Zapier. And earlier last year, I interviewed Wade Foster, one of the founders of Zapier. And you guys do some pretty interesting things. So take it away and tell us a little bit more about you, what your company is, and how you got the inception of that idea.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Spencer. It's great to be on. You sort of touched on it there, and we don't need to look too far into my background. There's a lot of information online about it. But I've owned a travel agency for a number of years, since 2009. I've now got a young family. One of the things I was doing with the travel agency is I was sort of expanding online in terms of how we're sort of marketing the agency. So I've been shooting a lot of video with the agency, and I've sort of gotten involved in some of the marketing automation tools. So I'm using Infusionsoft. And one of the platforms I use for hosting the videos is Wistia. And Wistia gives you these amazing stats, the view stats. And you can, so you've got all this information about your viewers. And one of the important things about Wistia is you can actually tag the views with someone's email address. So it's all sitting there. It's great to see how your videos are doing. But I wanted to be able to take that information and combine it with Infusionsoft, so I could actually start automatically taking action based on what a viewer was watching. And so I guess that was probably where Fused came about. Now, I've been a huge user and huge fan of Zapier myself, so I think I was an early beta user, so I've still got one of their grandfathered in beta accounts, which is fantastic. So I use it daily in my business. So that was probably... without Zapier, Fused wouldn't exist, because they really gave me the idea to connect these APIs so that a layman could actually could connect the services together. So that was quite interesting.
Are you a programmer and technical yourself?
Not one bit. It's an interesting story. One of my friends, Dan Norris, he was running a company called Informly, which was sort of like a this great sort of dashboarding tool, which allowed you to connect up a whole different bunch of services and see your web stats, basically. So he had a team of two developers, and it got to the end of his money was starting to run out, so he had to let go one of his developers. And so he offered him up to me, and I basically said, yeah, awesome, sounds great, let's have him. And then Dan goes, well, what are you going to do with him? I said, I've got no idea. So he offered him up on a Friday, and I had the weekend to think about what we're going to do with him before he started working for me on the Monday. So it was really sort of, as I said, it was just a matter of I'd been using Wistia for a long time. I'd been using Infusionsoft since the start of the year, and that was just one burning thing which I thought would have been really cool. So we started playing around with it, and then probably within a month, we had something like a workable system that allowed customers to come in and integrate their own platforms as well.
How did you know people actually wanted it?
I wanted it. So my market validation was basically me, right? So I was the first customer, and I knew exactly what I wanted. So if you're talking about, they talk about like the lean startup with software and needing to validate a product. I'd seen Dan go through and spend eight or 9 months building this amazing product but not having any customers. He had better users who weren't being charged anything. He got to the period where he's actually released the product and started selling it, and it pretty much, I wouldn't say it tanked, but he didn't get the level of users coming on board or paid users coming on board as he expected. So I saw that, as you could say, almost, it was a mistake. Yeah, it was a mistake. So I saw that as a mistake, and what I wanted to do is build something quickly so that, and validate it so I could see that it was at least going to be worthwhile to build out for my own customers. So it took us 2 weeks to have a working platform and have one or two users come in and test it out. It took a further 2 weeks to get the system to a point where I was happy to actually promote it publicly. Within 6 weeks, we had five or so paying customers. So at that point, I could see the real value of it, and that's where we really did double down and continue building out the platform and building out integrations for our users. So,
did you do paid customers from the very beginning?
No. So it was at the 6 week point we had paid customers.
Okay. Would you have done it differently and gone for paid right at the beginning?
No, I don't think so, because as I said, I was going a little bit on gut and what was working for me. Okay. Because I'm a user of these platforms, I think I am the target market. And I know just from a few different groups that I'm a part of that there are others exactly like me. So I did have, after I saw that we got one or two paid customers, the lean startup will probably say that's not validation enough. But for me, just the gut feeling was I know where these users are, and they will certainly pay for it.
Okay. That makes sense. So you've got this idea. It actually gets created really quickly.
Yeah.
And 6 weeks later, you start to bring on people. What did you do to get traction? You know, that's one of the words they use.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So I'm not, I guess, having to manage the travel agency still at this point, I don't have a lot of time. And I guess you could say I'm funding the build of this myself. So I'm sort of bootstrapping it. So I haven't got a big marketing budget. So traction for me is one-on-one interaction. So I didn't have the time to be blogging about it and getting all these trial or free users coming on board, only to not continue onto a paid account. So essentially what I've been doing is one-on-one, going to people and saying, hey, do you want this? Convincing them that they can start paying me, and then moving on to the next person.
Okay. So, you know, in the marketing world, you've kind of got two different sides. You've got like the information marketers, then yep. You've got the new SaaS companies, and then the bloggers, and you know, you've got several different buckets. And you went deep down this bucket with tagging customers in Infusionsoft, especially tagging, syncing up the Wistia and GoToWebinar and putting all those pieces together. How has going deep and mining data on your customers, how's that affected your business, the agency that you started it for?
I think, it's been fantastic for the travel agency and for some of my other products or projects that I'm working on, like the multimedia marketing show. We've set up basically video lead scoring. So if anyone's using the marketing automation tools like Infusionsoft or like Entreport or Office Autopilot, you know you can lead score customers. So mm-hmm. We can actually lead score customers or prospects based on the videos they watch, and not just clicking play. I mean, actually watching a certain percentage or above. And so that has been super powerful for me, because I can basically see who's really engaging in my content over a 2 week period, and either drop them into an automated funnel or set myself a task to automatically pop up once they reach a certain lead score, to actually reach out to them personally. And that to me, I'm sort of a cross between marketing and sales. So I sort of have that with the travel agency, you have to have that one-on-one sales sort of mentality where I'm dealing with people. So, and I also like the power of marketing and bringing in sort of a big number of people. So I can cross over into both worlds quite easily. And I love that. It's very easy to convince someone to purchase something once I know that they're engaging in my content.
Okay. So tell me more about this. You say it's easy to convince someone. How are you doing that? Are you taking, like, here's current situation times what this service will do for you equals, you know, X amount of ROI, or how are you approaching that?
Well, it's interesting. It's more about relevancy. And it's about, I think, interrupting someone's thought pattern. So what's not very unique right now on the net is, transparency is becoming more and more prevalent in our industry, but people are used to automation and receiving broadcast emails, and there are all these autoresponder sequences. The minute you can interrupt that, and you can actually, like, I'll make a phone call. I'll search out someone's phone number and I'll make a phone call to them. And that to me gives you such a big advantage because nobody else is really doing it.
Okay. So you're actually doing that to customers or potential
absolutely.
Customers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll show you another thing. I'll just pop. With Fuse, what we're doing in as part of our sort of conversion tactics is that someone signs up for a free account at it's a trial account. It's a 7-day trial account. The minute they sign up, I send out a thank you card.
Okay.
Right. So this isn't send out cards. These are sitting in my office here. I'll literally sit down at the end of the day and I'll hand write these cards out. And then I'll handwrite the envelope and I'll send it out. And my thinking behind that is that someone's already signed up for a trial account. They've already given me their credit card details. They will be auto-charged at the end of 7 days. This card almost gives, in their mind, it gives them, it has them saying, I give Jake permission to charge me because, look, he's reaching out to me personally. It's amazing what it does.
That is cool. Yeah, I listened to an interview several months ago, and do you know who Noah Kagan is, the CEO of AppSumo?
Yeah.
When he started AppSumo, he again went through, had an idea, didn't have it programmed. He was manually emailing people, and then he was picking up the phone and calling customers.
Yep.
And so you're doing what most business owners should be doing. And I think there's the two paradigms. And I've fallen into the bad bucket, we'll say, in the past, and I've jumped out of it, luckily. But the bad bucket is becoming the 4-hour work week, lifestyle design, everything automated, sit by the beach. And it just, I don't know, for me at least, I felt very disconnected. Now you're connecting with customers. Why is that so important to you?
Well, because I want a profitable company, right? So I think what a lot of people focus on, or what they see the end result. So they see, probably taking it to the extreme, but they see Facebook now, or they see 37 signals products now. What most people try to replicate is the end result. So they go out, okay, right, I just need to get a lot of customers. So they'll write all these blog posts, they'll get all this media, they'll sign up all these free trial accounts without being profitable. So for me, it's more important that I get this company profitable. So I'm doing everything I can to reach break-even point. At that stage, I can start trying to scale. But until that point, I'm losing money. And my focus isn't about scale. It's about making money. And I think that's what a lot of people sort of that they don't necessarily, I don't think they really understand it. Same with marketing automation. You're seeing the end result. For me, marketing automation means it's a platform for me to communicate better with my customers and connect more with my customers. So right now I'm not throwing a lot of people into sort of sequences or moving them around in sequences, which has a bunch, like 12 months worth of emails. Most of the sequences people are getting thrown into are sort of higher touch point sequences where I'm just scheduling tasks to follow up with someone, and it's usually either personal email or a phone call. So it's all about getting the early sort of customers on board now to reach profitability and worry about the scaling and all that sort of bullshit later.
Is there a certain number that you're going for? You're saying, okay, it's X amount that will get us to this point where we're okay. What is that number?
To have the company running profitably, excluding my time and salary, I need about 40 to 50 paying customers. I'm about halfway there now.
Okay.
So that should be relatively easy to achieve. For it to be a profitable company that can support me and my a developer team and the customer support, we need about 400 to 500 users.
Okay. And how confident do you feel like you're going to get there?
Based on the current velocity, I'm very confident. I guess I'm lucky in that I have an alternative income source. So there's no rush or there's no pressure for me to have income coming in because it already is somewhere else. That I guess is probably making me a little bit lazier. So I'm not spending as much time as I should chasing customers. It's really strange. Every time I promote or every time I pick up the phone and speak to somebody, I usually get more customers. So really I should be sitting here for 8 hours a day doing that and I'd probably end up with a whole heap of customers, but time restraints don't allow me to do that right now.
Okay. So you have a young son, right?
Yep.
How old is he now?
He's two, just about two.
Okay. Just about two. Mm-hmm. And you still have to run the travel business. What are the most important tasks in your day that generate the most revenue for you right now on this business, on Fused App?
It's reaching out to people. And so it's making the personal connections. Just before we got on this call, I was speaking to Zach Johnson, who's the community or the director of community over at Entreport. We're talking about getting me across to Entrepalooza to speak to the crowd. So it's those probably conversations which will take me 10, 15 minutes just to nurture each day that I see the biggest returns from.
Okay. So you said you realize that you should be doing it 8 hours a day and you don't always.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, that's a fantastic question, isn't it? I think it's human nature.
I want to go deeper. Like, I like to learn this because, you know, on this podcast, Business Growth, those kind of questions are where the hidden gems are.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. So one thing I do, I've got making some changes in a travel agency. We're going from having an office with salaried staff. We're in the process right now of removing the office and going virtual and going to sort of like a contract model, which removes, I think it's about 75% of our expenses while only dropping revenue by 25%, so increasing the yield. It's a very hard business to run because yields are so low. You're competing with the internet and all these other things. Yeah. So right now I'm heavily involved in that, and I'm not the sort of person who is just going to drop that and to ignore my customers in that business. So to me, the customer is who makes me money. And so that is very important. So it's all good and well saying, why don't you just focus on building out these relationships? Well, I certainly will once my customers are looked after and once everything's in place for them.
You're one of the good guys. I like that. you know, James Altucher, a famous, well-known blogger and writer, uses the paradigm of a customer being your partner.
Yep.
And I really admire the way that you look at that. So tell us a little bit more what you're going to be doing over the next 12 months to grow your current, your app company and give us some of those pieces.
Yeah, certainly. Okay. So yeah, it's still, once I freed up a little bit of my time, which should be about another month or two away, the focus really will be on building out relationships, building out the partner relationships. So that's right now we're having some getting some really great feedback from Entreport users because their developer community is in its infancy and they haven't really had products like Fused. Infusionsoft's a little bit different because their marketplace is a little bit more mature and they have a range of products which sort of can do similar things to what I can do. So right now I'm focusing on Entreport more so than some of the other platforms we're integrating with. And my big focus right now is helping Entreport users and working out what they need, what else they need, and how we can better have them better using the Entreport platform. So communicating with the Entreport guys themselves, communicating with some of the influencers in the community, but also individual users.
Okay. So you're going through, you're communicating with individual users. There's the whole content marketing, you know, how HubSpot's done that.
Yep.
Is that as valuable as actually communicating one-on-one?
No, definitely not. And again, you look at HubSpot. HubSpot's probably the best content marketer in the world.
Yeah,
they have, I believe, a team of 50 in their content marketing team. So you can't look at them and set out to replicate what they're doing, because they're doing it at a scale at 50 times what most businesses can already do in terms of man hours, and they've been doing it for 5-10 years.
Yeah.
And so, again, looking at the end result, trying to replicate that, no, take a step back. HubSpot weren't able to do that until they had a profitable business.
Okay. So, and talk about your app. Is there one Superman moment where it's going to tip the scales? Or do you think that business has changed now where it's just one little step at a time?
I certainly haven't got the product, that sort of consumer product, which is going to just see the scales tip. It's not a Dropbox. I think my total potential audience is something like 20,000 users between Infusionsoft and Ontraport users. We're looking to integrate HubSpot, but even then, it's a very small user base. And I would say that's from that. That's total potential. Maybe 5-10% of those are our target customers. So it's a very small user base. So I can't see any real explosion. What I'm finding now, the trends I'm seeing is that the way we're growing is from referrals and from people talking about the platform. So it's probably my responsibility to let as many people know about it, and they're amplifying it. So as I can let more people know about it, they tend to amplify across their sort of user bases. I've got a couple of – most of my customers now are also customers who are serving serving an audience who are also Ontraport users. So I'm servicing them, they're servicing their customers, more customers come our way.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we're an Ontraport user ourselves.
Yep.
That's where we've got our database. We're GoToWebinar. I mean, I've had a GoToWebinar account for years, and we're a Wistia customer, and which because of all that, we're a Fused App customer. You know what I mean?
Yep.
We did all of those things. Wistia is a unique platform in itself. One, their marketing is so awesome. Like their content, the delivery, everything like that. You're taking the approach saying, okay, I'm a smaller shop. We've coded the things correctly. We're going to grow one by one. What can we do as listeners, supporters, to find out more about you, to see your product, and to be able to follow you guys and then spread the word, since we're all early beta testers or testers of it, we'll say?
Yeah, well, I think realistically, yeah, you can head across, you can check out the site, but use it. Use it and see how it can benefit you guys. I think that's the most important thing. For me, I'm only going to see success if my users see success. And so if I can help facilitate that, if I can give you some ideas, before we started this call, I spoke about a couple of extra features that we have which would help you now. So if I can communicate that to my current customers and get them integrating the Fused more and more, then I think there's more reason. It's almost impossible for them not to tell others.
That's cool, man. We're really excited for it. Kevin is one of the big fanboys of Office Autopilot. And, you know, I probably should have had Kevin, the technical genius, on this, but you know, I've appreciated our conversation, seeing what you're doing. Some of the key takeaways that I take is that you look at your customers as partners.
Yep.
You really believe in your product. And I think if the listeners can say, okay, I'm going to zoom out and look at the business from where the business started, not the end result, you know, copying HubSpot now, you can't compete, or copying, you can't even copy Wistia right now. They're too big. You have to start small. Any final pieces of advice for our listeners, something that would provide value for them?
Yeah, I think just focus on your customer. Focus on helping them however you can. That's at the end of the day, that's really the only way anyone's going to make money.
Okay.
So money is a side benefit of providing a solution for your customers. So focus 100% on them. Forget about your business for a second. and just focus on them. And then hopefully if they start paying you more and causing problems in your business, that's a fantastic thing to have. It's a great problem to have, trying to work out how to scale your business because you're helping someone else.
That is a fantastic problem. Okay, Jake, who else should we interview for the Business Growth Podcast?
Oh, gee, I would suggest you get on Zach Johnson from Entreport. I said before, the director of community. The dude, he's switched on. He's really switched on. And he's been probably for Fuse, probably one of the biggest supporters. And I reckon he's got a lot of value to add there. Just looking at you guys obviously are big with your Facebook marketing. Zach's got some fantastic communities that he's built on Facebook. So he'd be someone really interesting to interview.
Okay, we'll get in touch with Zach. I appreciate it. Tell the audience members how they can find your SaaS company and how they can follow and keep in touch with you to say thank you.
Yeah, sure. No problem. So head across to fusedapp.com, FUZEDEDAPP.com. And pretty much if you find us there, you contact us. I answer all the emails, so okay. you'll get in contact with me very easily. The unfortunate thing that will happen if you do go across the site is that you'll probably you'll see us all over the place, Facebook, around the web, with the old retargeting ads and everything. So once you fall into our funnel, it'll be hard to leave.
Oh man, we love it. That's exactly how marketing should be. Thank Absolutely. You for providing some good value, and everyone, leave a comment, say thank you to Jake, and stop by fusedapp.com.
Fantastic. Thanks very much, Spencer.
You're welcome.
Cool.